The Last Honest Woman by Nora Roberts. Performed by Marie Caliendo. Produced by Audible, Inc.
Prologue. You can yell all you want, Mrs. O'Hurley.
Her breath came in gasps. Sweat rolled down her temples as she dug her fingers into the side of the gurney and braced herself.
Molly O'Hurley doesn't yell her babies into the world.
She wasn't a big woman, but her voice, even at a normal tone, reached all corners of the room. It had a lilting, musical sound, though she had to dig for the strength to use it. She'd been rushed into the hospital by her husband only minutes before, in the last stages of labor. There'd been no time to prep her, no time for comforting words or hand-holding. The obstetrician on call had taken one look and had her rolled into the delivery room fully dressed. Most women would have been afraid, surrounded by strangers in a strange town, depending on them for her life and for the life of the baby that was fighting its way into the world. She was, but she'd be damned if she'd admit it. A tough one, are you? The doctor signaled for a nurse to wipe his brow. The heating in the delivery room was working overtime.
All the O'Hurleys are tough, she managed to say, but she wanted to yell. God, she wanted to, as the pain screamed through her. The baby was coming early. She could only pray it wasn't too early. The contractions piled one on top of another, giving her no time to recharge for the next. We can be grateful your train wasn't 5 minutes later, or you'd be having this baby in the club car.
She was fully dilated, and the baby was crowning.
Don't bear down yet. Pant.
She cursed him with all the expertise she'd developed in 7 years of living with her Francis, and 7 more of playing the clubs in every grimy town from L.A. to the Catskills. He only clucked his tongue at her as she breathed like a steam engine and glared. That's fine now. And here we go.
Push, Mrs. O'Hurley. Let's bring this baby out with a bang.
I'll give you a bang, she promised,
and pushed through the last dizzying pain. The baby came out with a wail that echoed off the walls of the delivery room. Molly watched, tears streaming, as the doctor turned the small head, the shoulders, then the torso.
It's a girl.
Laughing, she fell back. A girl. She'd done it. And wouldn't Frances be proud? Exhausted, Molly listened to her daughter's first cries of life.
Didn't have to slap this one on the bottom, the doctor commented.
Small, he thought. Maybe 5 pounds tops.
She's no heavyweight, Mrs. O'Hurley, but she looks good as gold.